support for the arts has never been easy, really. So I'm wondering how concerned you are about the state of arts funding under this new administration.
I'm hugely concerned. I mean, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find an artist working today that isn't concerned. It's a very scary place right now for the arts. And so I think what we have to do is collectively look strategically into ways that we can align ourselves and not leave our own values or our own sets or anything. For instance, at Altoona, what we're doing really well is our art faculty and engineering faculty have always gotten along really, really well. And engineering is always really well funded, right? Because you have alumni who go on to have really great careers, who do have money to give back to the institution. And not that artists don't, but they do less often. It's just kind of the way it is. And so what we're doing is we're finding that when we align and we allow our students to collaborate, we can build off of those resources and kind of have this interesting relationship between the two.
That's win-win.
It's win-win. It's win-win because, you know, you watch the engineering students and, you know, they come up with more interesting solutions because they're around the artists. And this goes for the grant I was on and things I see on campus and just in the world in general. But that's not a one-size-fits-all, right? Not all arts can just say, hey, I'm going to go be buddies with an engineer and solve all the problems. More of it is about the kinds of work we choose to do over the next 4 years or 8 years or however long it's going to be until the new kind of wave comes along. And I think really choosing projects and things that add, and whatever that means to you, add to society, add to kindness, add to awareness. This is the time. This is the time you should be doing those projects that really do allow society to see themselves, to be that mirror, because it's so needed, desperately needed.
And on that note, we are out of time. Thank you so much for talking with us.
It was a pleasure, Patty. Thank you so much for having me.